studio with me, I have Stuart Forrest doing a telephonic interview. He is the CEO of Jiggerfish. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Stuart. I'm the CEO of Triggerfish Animation. We're an animation company in Cape Town, near the Tekai area, and we've produced two feature films, as you may know, Adventures in Zambezia and Kumba. And we've also done some short films like Stickman and most recently Revolting Rhymes.
What gave you the idea to make a movie out of Revolting Rhymes?
Roald Dahl is the writer of Revolting Rhymes. He would have turned 100 last year. So the BBC and the Roald Dahl Foundation wanted to make a movie about one of his books that hadn't yet been made into a movie. So we got to speak to the producers based out of London, and they wanted us to help them to make the animation.
For the listeners out there who haven't seen the film, can you give them a sneak peek of what to expect?
The film's the story is about it's based on the classic fairy tales like Red Riding Hood and Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty, and they interweave the stories into a quite a macabre take on the old classic story tale. So basically, like Red Riding Hood ends up shooting the wolf, and different twists like that happen. So it's quite fun, it's quite gruesome in some places, it's a typical Roald Dahl, but very entertaining and very funny as well.
What do you think makes Revolting Rhymes stand out?
I think any film, really it comes down to the story. There's lots of different aspects of a film that makes it work or not. In animation, it's the visual style, the production quality, the characters and how they come across. But at the end of the day, it always comes down to is the story working and is the story engaging with an audience? And when you can find a story that's already engaging and has a whole lot of, if the audiences already love it, then it's just a case of making sure that translates into the movie. And then I think that's why it's successful. It's a great story to begin with great characters.
How did you feel to win a BAFTA award?
Well, the BAFTAs are some of the biggest awards that you can get. So, especially in Britain, it's the British Academy Award. And so it's a huge honor to be part of a production that won a BAFTA. And we hope to win many more in the future.
What's the most challenging part of your job?
I think there's a lot of challenges. I think finding people is always difficult. We've got an amazing team at the moment of animators, but we need lots more people like that to be able to keep growing and keep doing these kinds of projects. So I'd say it's a big challenge to find animators, and then it's also a big challenge to find projects. But we do one project a year at the moment, and we have to make sure those projects line up perfectly so that everybody can keep working on them, and that we can keep people with the experience staying here in this country.
Are you excited that Revolting Rhymes is nominated for Best Animation at the Emmy Awards?
Yes, that's also a very big award. The International Emmy Awards is open to anybody in the world, and where the BAFTAs are for British-related movies. So the Emmys is international, and we got into, I think it's the top three of that, three are nominated. So it's a great accolade to be given that nomination, and we are very excited to see if we've got a good chance of winning it, and that would be really, really big.
And the last question is, any words of encouragement to the kids here at the hospital?
Yeah, I'd say I started writing stories when I was very young, and I loved storytelling, and I loved art as well. I loved to draw pictures, and some of the first things that I did were stories that I wrote, and I drew pictures, and it was a lot of fun to do, and I just encourage people to try that. Like, if you haven't done it, or if you're not doing it at the moment, pick up a pad and draw a picture of a character, and then tell the story of that character, and then draw another picture and tell the story of what you've just drawn, and it's a wonderful way of making something that you can keep forever, and it's quite exciting to see how you get better and better at doing that, and soon people will be reading your work, and then eventually you might go all the way to making films about your stories, and potentially animating them as well. So I'd encourage people to, if it's for you, if it's something that you enjoy doing, then I'd encourage people to keep start practicing as young as you are. Just start telling stories.
That was really motivational, and I really enjoy the fact, and I really, it's really heartwarming because my show is about literature, and you know, I also, Roald Dahl is one of my favorite authors, and I've read all of Roald Dahl's books, and to think that, you know, South African, a movie made in South Africa, yeah, is being, you know, like, it got a British award, is like, it's really heartwarming.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent in this country, and people work very hard. You'd be surprised, but we're hardworking, and we're enthusiastic. And I think if we can keep that, South Africa can be the most amazing country in the world, if we can just focus on bringing our talent to the world and showing the world what we can do. And that means listening carefully to what the world has to say as well. It's really important to listen to, and not just to look at our own, completely at our own stuff, but to have the confidence to bring our voice to the world stage.
I really enjoyed that interview, and if I could describe this interview in one word, I would say enjoyable. Did you enjoy it?
It was a lot of fun. Thanks very much
for
giving me the opportunity. Bye.